Hey there, listeners. Welcome to Stork Science World, a podcast where we break down the latest scientific discoveries in a way that's easy to understand. I'm Jamie, and I'm excited to be here with my co-host, Alex. Before we dive in, I want to mention that this podcast is produced by Stork, a research productivity software that's helping scientists around the world streamline their work.
That's right, Jamie. And today we've got a fascinating study to discuss about liver cancer research. This one's hot off the press. It was just accepted in December 2024 and published in Nature Communications. The title is a bit of a mouthful. S100P is a ferroptosis suppressor to facilitate hepatocellular carcinoma development by rewiring lipid metabolism.
Wow, that is quite a title. Let's break it down for our listeners. So we're talking about liver cancer here, specifically hepatocellular carcinoma, or HCC. Which is one of the most common and aggressive forms of liver cancer. And this study has identified a protein called S100P that seems to play a key role in how these cancer cells survive.
Exactly. And at the heart of this research is something called ferroptosis, which is a relatively newly discovered type of programmed cell death. It's basically a way that cells can die when they experience too much iron-driven lipid peroxidation.
Hang on, Alex. Let's pause for a second because I think we need to explain lipid peroxidation for our listeners. Essentially, it's when fats in our cell membranes get damaged by oxidation. Think of it like rust forming on metal, but in our cells. And in ferroptosis, this process goes into overdrive, eventually killing the cell.
Great analogy, Jamie. And what's particularly interesting about this study is that while ferroptosis is being explored as a potential approach for cancer treatment, the researchers found that liver cancer cells seem to be unusually resistant to it. And that's where this protein S100P comes into play.
Right. The research team, led by scientists from Shandong University in China, discovered that S100P is significantly upregulated, meaning there's more of it, in liver cancer cells that resist ferroptosis. And when they dug deeper, they found that S100P actually works as an efficient inhibitor of ferroptosis.
So, Jamie, what's the mechanism here? How exactly does S100P protect these cancer cells from ferroptosis?
That's where things get really interesting, Alex. The researchers found that S100P helps break down a protein called ACC1 through a process called lysosomal degradation. ACC1 is really important for creating new lipids in cells. It's indispensable for what scientists call de novo lipid biosynthesis.
And why is that important for ferroptosis?
Well, when S100P causes ACC1 to be degraded, it changes the types of lipids in the cell membrane. Specifically, it reduces the levels of what are called PUFA-PLs, or polyunsaturated fatty acid phospholipids. And these PUFA-PLs are exactly the types of lipids that are most vulnerable to the oxidative damage that drives ferroptosis.
Oh, I see. So by reducing these vulnerable lipids, S100P is essentially making the cancer cells more resistant to ferroptosis. It's like removing the kindling so a fire can't start.
That's a perfect analogy, Alex, and the researchers confirm this by showing that when they knocked out S100P in liver cancer cells, the levels of ACC1 went up, more of these vulnerable lipids were produced, and suddenly the cells became much more sensitive to ferroptosis.
And I found it fascinating how they figured out the detailed mechanism. S100P doesn't work alone. It relies on proteins called RAB5C and P62 to direct ACC1 to the lysosome, where it gets degraded. When they knocked down either RAB5C or P62, it prevented S100P from causing ACC1 degradation, and the cells became sensitive to ferroptosis again.
Exactly. It's like S100P is the mastermind, but it needs these accomplices to carry out its plan. What's really exciting about this research is that it reveals an entirely new pathway that cancer cells use to resist ferroptosis, and that means potential new targets for therapy.
Absolutely, and the researchers tested this idea in several ways. They found that when they inhibited ACC1 in cells that lacked S100P, it restored resistance to ferroptosis. This really confirmed that the S100P-ACC1 pathway is critical for determining whether liver cancer cells will be vulnerable to ferroptosis or not.
They also took this beyond just cells in a dish, right? They looked at actual tumors in animal models?
Yes, and that's where things get even more interesting. When they knocked out S100P in liver cancer cells and then implanted those cells into mice, the tumors grew much more slowly. But when they treated the mice with a ferroptosis inhibitor, the tumor growth was rescued, basically confirming that the S100P deficient cells were dying by ferroptosis in the living animal.
They also did some really clever experiments where they overexpressed human S100P in mouse livers. Mice don't naturally have functional S100P. Apparently, it's a pseudogene in mice that lost its function during evolution. When they added human S100P to mice with liver cancer, it accelerated tumor development and made the tumors more resistant to sorafenib, which is a drug used to treat liver cancer that can induce ferroptosis.
And that clinical angle is so important, Jamie. The researchers looked at data from human liver cancer patients and found that S100P expression was significantly higher in liver cancer compared to normal tissue. And patients with high S100P levels had worse outcomes when treated with sorafenib.
Right, and they even found that the ratio of S100P to ACC1 could be a potential biomarker. Patients with a high S100P to ACC1 ratio had worse clinical outcomes, especially when treated with sorafenib. This suggests that measuring this ratio might help doctors predict which patients will respond well to certain treatments.
So the big takeaway here is that S100P seems to be a key player in making liver cancer cells resistant to ferroptosis by breaking down ACC1, which changes the lipid composition of the cells. And targeting S100P might be a promising approach for developing new treatments for liver cancer, especially in combination with drugs that can induce ferroptosis.
Exactly. And I think this study is a great example of how understanding the fundamental biology of cancer cells can lead to new therapeutic strategies. By uncovering this S100P-RAD5C-P62-ACC1 pathway, the researchers have given us a new target to potentially overcome resistance to ferroptosis-based therapies in liver cancer.
Absolutely. And given that liver cancer is one of the deadliest cancers worldwide with limited treatment options, discoveries like this are incredibly valuable. It's amazing how this single protein, S100P, can rewire metabolism in cancer cells to help them evade death by ferroptosis.
Well, that wraps up our discussion of this fascinating study. As always, we'll include a link to the full paper in our show notes if you want to dive deeper. Thanks for joining us on Stork Science World, and we'll see you next time for more cutting-edge research.
Thanks for listening, everyone, and remember to check out Stork if you're a researcher looking to boost your productivity. Until next time, stay curious.